Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cannot wait. The date is marked on our calendar. And we are looking forward to it. Being at the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get Together. My children and I have already surveyed the new 33 foods. We have made a list of all the things that we're going to eat on the first day, the second day, the third day. We have a family menu of where we're going to go. We're strategic about this. Okay, you got 4 kids. You can't just go up in the state fair talking about what are we going to do today. No, that plan is made at the house. And we have note cards. We have expectations. We know when we're going to get there. We know what we're going to do. And we know when we're going to leave. So there's not a whole bunch of mama, can we? Mom, let's try. We're going to write all this stuff down before we leave the house. And we're going to set our goals. And we are going to accomplish them. So we go to the Minnesota State Fair every year on a mission. We're going to try the new foods. We're going to get on the big slide. I got 2 shows to do. And we're going to have a good time. You know, but that can't happen if the fairgrounds are not properly staffed. Everybody needs good, hard workers. And the one thing that Minnesota is known for and we take pride in is this fair. So I need you to listen up to this next segment, because if you have a high school or college student who is home for the summer, or you yourself are looking to make a few extra dollars and you want to work at the state fair, you are in luck, because I am talking to Maria Hayden right now with the Minnesota State Fair about a job fair that is coming up. Maria, thank you so much for being here today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me, Shaletta. And I love to hear about your fair plan. We love a planner. I'm excited to hear what kind of new foods you want to try. So we're excited. We're almost a month away. Monday will be 1 month until the fair.
Girl, and we cannot wait. The kids hate it when I have to work. They're like, oh, you working today? Or can we just have fun today? I said, we're going to do a little bit of both. Here's the work schedule. But after work, we're going to eat and play and go to the Midway, because they went from elementary school, a couple of them, to middle school, right? And so now they can get in the mighty Midway and ride the big kid ride. So that's something that they're really looking forward to. Yes.
Yeah, they've moved on from the Kidway to the Midway.
Yes, girl. So we got some transition going on. And then the college student, the new college student, is his last year of high school. So this may be the last year that we go as a family unit, you know, all of us together. So that's going to be fun. You know, once he goes off to college, he may just, you know, come down and go to the fair. We don't even know till we check his social media profile, you know. So this is the last time that we have access to him, where he can get in the car with us and we all go as a family. So this is a fair of transition for the Brundage family.
Yeah.
But it may be a fair of opportunity for somebody else's family. Talk to me about this job fair.
Yes, absolutely. So this Wednesday, July 24th, we are hosting our 6th annual Minnesota State Fair job fair. This isn't really like a traditional job fair where you go around and you talk to prospective employers. This is a streamlined hiring process. So we encourage people to register ahead of time online, take a look, put in what kind of roles they're interested in. We've got a vast variety of roles throughout our Minnesota State Fair departments. We've got ticket-taking roles. We've got barn attendants, ticket sellers, parking and parker and ride attendants. So a little bit of everything, whether you're interested in maybe doing something that's a little more independent, or you're a big people person and you want to be sure you're in a person facing role. So we encourage people to express their interest by registering online. And then from 4 to 7 p.m. this Wednesday, we'll be welcoming people to our North End Event Center to experience the streamlined hiring process we have at the job fair. So you can go ahead, get screened for a role, and then if your availability and interests match a role we have open, you may be able to interview on the spot for that role and fill out all your paperwork. So it's a good one-stop shop kind of streamlined process if you're interested in working for the fair.
And, you know, it is so important that we get this staffed. We get enough people because we got folks coming from all over the world to be at the Minnesota State Fair. Folks look forward to it. They mark it on their calendar. They plan their vacation time around it. And so, you know, we want to make sure we show up and show out. Now, I want you to talk to me about this streamlined hiring process and where they need to go online, because I want to make sure people have all the information they need.
Absolutely, yeah. So you just need to register on our website. It's super easy, mnstatefair.org, and then you can show up between 4 and 7 p.m., and you can go ahead and meet with our employment team. They'll go ahead and get you screened and see if there's a position that meets your interest. And if it's one that we have a staff person interviewing for that day in that department, you can go ahead and interview right there on site in our North End Event Center, and it's air conditioned, which is great. So you're able to kind of sit and try and get the vast majority of your work done in one night. But if you are unable to visit this Wednesday, our employment center is open throughout the summer. We'll have different roles open up as we get closer to fair, and some may be available now. So you can go ahead and visit that. Our employment center hours are on our website as well if people aren't able to make it this Wednesday.
And so this Wednesday, when they come in, they should have already gone online, right?
Yeah, you can register ahead of time, but if you're not able to access the computer for whatever reason, we can go ahead and register you on site as well. And no resumes are required or anything. You just really just need to fill out that registration, and then we'll go ahead and get you checked in with all of our different positions we have open once you arrive.
And talk to me about those different positions. You know, everybody wants to work at Sweet Martha Cookies. I would work for cookies. Okay, give me a cookie cone, girl. And Martha's got me for a good 8 hours. Give me a cookie cone and some cold milk. And I promise you, girl, I will be the number one fair worker. But, you know, folks can really go behind the scenes of some of their favorite fair places and destinations and spots and really become a part of the experience for somebody else.
Yeah, as much as I would love to eat cookies all day at work, we do have quite a few different positions open, and we don't hire for food and beverage vendors at this job fair, unfortunately. So if you're looking for a cookie slinging position, you'll need to go elsewhere. But we are hiring for several of our Minnesota State Fair departments. So ticket sellers, ticket takers, parking and park and ride attendants, custodians, our livestock area, ride and game ticket takers. So there are a lot of positions throughout the fairgrounds. You might kind of have a certain destination you like to hang out in. You're not required to work all 12 days of the fair. Some positions have different requirements than others. So we just encourage people, if they're interested in getting kind of a behind the scenes look at the fair, to come to the job fair. Let us know your availability and your interests and what might be best suited to you, and we can see if we have a position that matches your interest. And it really is just a great opportunity to be a part of the Great Minnesota Get Together. You know, you can go and get those cookies on your lunch break. You can go ahead and try your way through the new foods list throughout your 12 days of the fair. And we have more than half of our fair time employees return year over year, which is a really amazing retention rate considering they're only here for 12 days of the year. But we've got people all the way from their first jobs in high school to people who have finished out their careers and they're just looking for something to do to make some vacation money post-retirement. So we've got people from all walks of life that come and join us for the Great Minnesota Get Together. And we hope someone listening right now will be interested in doing that as well.
I love the flexibility. I love the fact that, you know, folks don't have to do all 12 days or 10 days of the fair. Talk to me about the pay, because that's one thing that folks are texting me about. They said, you have not talked about the pay. What's the pay rate for these opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. So we start above the state minimum wage of $11 per hour, and then they vary from there. So positions really depend per department. So you might get a different pay rate in a sanitation role rather than a ticket selling role. So all of that will be discussed when you get screened for a role. If people are interested, they'll be able to give them more information when they inquire at the job fair.
Okay, and tell us again before you go when that job fair is and give us that website, because I want to make sure people have everything they need so they can be there this Wednesday, so they can sign up for themselves or and their kids and their neighbors. And these are opportunities, you know, for us to make a little bit of extra money and, you know, help out the great Minnesota get together.
Perfect. Yes. Our job fair is this Wednesday, July 24th, and it will go from 4 to 7 p.m. at our North End Event Center on the fairgrounds. And you can register and learn more at mnstatefair.org.
mnstatefair.org. That's where you need to go. And this job fair is for you and yours. Maria Hayden, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me.
I cannot wait. The date is marked on our calendar and we are looking forward to it. Being at the Minnesota State Fair, the great Minnesota get together. My children and I have already surveyed the new 33 foods. We have made a list of all the things that we're going to eat on the first day, the second day, the third day. We have a family menu. Of where we're going to go. We're strategic about this. Okay, you got four kids. You can't just go up in the state fair talking about what are we going to do today. No, that plan is made at the house. And we have note cards. We have expectations. We know when we're going to get there. We know what we're going to do. And we know when we're going to leave. So there's not a whole bunch of mama, can we? Mama, let's try. We're going to write all this stuff down before we leave the house. And we're going to set our goals and we are going to accomplish them. So we go to the Minnesota State Fair every year on a mission. We're going to try the new foods. We're going to get on the big slide. I got two shows to do and we're going to have a good time. You know, but that can't happen if the fairgrounds are not properly staffed. Everybody needs good, hard workers. And the one thing that Minnesota is known for and we take pride in is this fair. So I need you to listen up to this next segment, because if you have a high school or college student who is home for the summer, or you yourself are looking to make a few extra dollars and you want to work at the state fair, you are in luck, because I am talking to Maria Hayden right now with the Minnesota State Fair about a job fair that is coming up. Maria, thank you so much for being here today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me, Shaletta. And I love to hear about your fair plan. We love a planner. I'm excited to hear what kind of new foods you want to try. So we're excited. We're almost a month away. Monday will be 1 month until the fair.
Girl, and we cannot wait. The kids hate it when I have to work. They're like, oh, you working today? Or can we just have fun today? I said, we're going to do a little bit of both. Here's the work schedule. But after work, we're going to eat and play and go to the Midway, because they went from elementary school, a couple of them to middle school, right? And so now they can get in the mighty Midway and ride the big kid ride. So that's something that they're really looking forward to. Yes.
Yeah, they've moved on from the kidway to the midway.
Yes, girl. So we got some transition going on. And then the college student, the new college student, is his last year of high school. So this may be the last year that we go as a family unit, you know, mm-hmm. all of us together. So that's going to be fun. You know, once he goes off to college, he may just, you know, come down and go to the fair. We don't even know till we check his social media profile, you know. So this is the last time that we have access to him, where he can get in the car with us and we all go as a family. So this is a fair of transition for the Brundage family,
yeah.
But it may be a fair of opportunity for somebody else's family. Talk to me about this job fair.
Yes, absolutely. So this Wednesday, July 24th, we are hosting our sixth annual Minnesota State Fair job fair. This isn't really like a traditional job fair where you go around and you talk to prospective employers. This is a streamlined hiring process. So we encourage people to register ahead of time online, take a look, put in what kind of roles they're interested in. We've got a vast variety of roles throughout our Minnesota State Fair departments. We've got ticket-taking roles. We've got barn attendants, ticket sellers, parking and parker and ride attendants. So a little bit of everything, whether you're interested in maybe doing something that's a little more independent or you're a big people person and you want to be sure you're in a person-facing role. So we encourage people to express their interest by registering online. And then from 4 to 7 p.m. this Wednesday, we'll be welcoming people to our North End Event Center to experience the streamlined hiring process we have at the job fair. So you can go ahead, get screened for a role, and then if your availability and interests match a role we have open, you may be able to interview on the spot for that role and fill out all your paperwork. So it's a good one-stop shop kind of streamlined process if you're interested in working for the fair.
And, you know, it is so important that we get this staffed. We get enough people because we got folks coming from all over the world to be at the Minnesota State Fair. Folks look forward to it. They mark it on their calendar. They plan their vacation time around it. And so, you know, we want to make sure we show up and show out. Now, I want you to talk to me about this streamlined hiring process and where they need to go online, because I want to make sure people have all the information they need.
Absolutely, yeah. So you just need to register on our website. It's super easy, mnstatefair.org, and then you can show up between 4 and 7 p.m., and you can go ahead and meet with our employment team. They'll go ahead and get you screened and see if there's a position that meets your interest. And if it's one that we have a staff person interviewing for that day in that department, you can go ahead and interview right there on site in our North End Event Center, and it's air conditioned, which is great. So you're able to kind of sit and try and get the vast majority of your work done in one night. But if you are unable to visit this Wednesday, our employment center is open throughout the summer. We'll have different roles open up as we get closer to fair, and some may be available now. So you can go ahead and visit that. Our employment center hours are on our website as well if people aren't able to make it this Wednesday.
And so this Wednesday, when they come in, they should have already gone online, right?
Yeah, you can register ahead of time, but if you're not able to access the computer for whatever reason, we can go ahead and register you on site as well. And no resumes are required or anything. You just really just need to fill out that registration, and then we'll go ahead and get you checked in with all of our different positions we have open once you arrive.
And talk to me about those different positions. You know, everybody wants to work at Sweet Martha Cookies. I would work for Cookies. Okay, give me a cookie cone, girl. And Martha's got me for a good 8 hours. Give me a cookie cone and some cold milk. And I promise you, girl, I would be her number one fair worker. But, you know, folks can really go behind the scenes of some of their favorite fair places and destinations and spots and really become a part of the experience for somebody else.
Yeah, as much as I would love to eat cookies all day at work, we do have quite a few different positions open, and we don't hire for food and beverage vendors at this job fair, unfortunately. So if you're looking for a cookie slinging position, you'll need to go elsewhere. But we are hiring for several of our Minnesota State Fair departments. So ticket sellers, ticket takers, parking and park and ride attendants, custodians, our livestock area, ride and game ticket takers. So there are a lot of positions throughout the fairgrounds. You might kind of have a certain destination you like to hang out in. You're not required to work all 12 days of the fair. Some positions have different requirements than others. So we just encourage people, if they're interested in getting kind of a behind the scenes look at the fair, to come to the job fair, let us know your availability and your interests and what might be best suited to you. And we can see if we have a position that matches your interest. And it really is just a great opportunity to be a part of the Great Minnesota Get Together. You know, you can go and get those cookies on your lunch break. You can go ahead and try your way through the new foods list throughout your 12 days of the fair. And we have more than half of our fair time employees return year over year, which is a really amazing retention rate considering they're only here for 12 days of the year. But we've got people all the way from their first jobs in high school to people who have finished out their careers and they're just looking for something to do to make some vacation money post-retirement. So we've got people from all walks of life that come and join us for the Great Minnesota Get Together. And we hope someone listening right now will be interested in doing that as well.
I love the flexibility. I love the fact that, you know, folks don't have to do all 12 days or 10 days of the fair. Talk to me about the pay, because that's one thing that folks are texting me about. They said, you have not talked about the pay. What's the pay rate for these opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. So we start above the state minimum wage of $11 per hour, and then they vary from there. So positions really depend per department. So you might get a different pay rate in a sanitation role rather than a ticket selling role. So all of that will be discussed when you get screened for a role. If people are interested, they'll be able to give them more information when they inquire at the job fair.
Okay, and tell us again before you go when that job fair is and give us that website, because I want to make sure people have everything they need so they can be there this Wednesday, so they can sign up for themselves or and their kids and their neighbors. And these are opportunities, you know, for us to make a little bit of extra money and, you know, help out the great Minnesota get together.
Perfect. Yes. Our job fair is this Wednesday, July 24th, and it will go from 4 to 7 p.m. at our North End Event Center on the fairgrounds. And you can register and learn more at mnstatefair.org.
mnstatefair.org. That's where you need to go. And this job fair is for you and yours. Maria Hayden, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me.